Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to analyze the birth chart of the much-beloved, world-famous comic and actor, Robin Williams, whose tragic death has saddened millions all around the globe.
Robin Williams was born on July 21, 1951, in Chicago, Illinois, at 1:34 p.m. And it is no surprise that the chart of this amazing, talented human being and fabulous entertainer is a very special chart indeed. There are a number of unusual planetary combinations.
He's a Libra rising, and his ruling planet is Venus, which is the major significator of entertainment and the arts.
Venus is in Leo, a sign often emphasized in the charts of entertainers, and furthermore, residing in Purva Falguni, a nakshatra that is directly connected with theater, music, and the arts.
His Vedic astrology chart shows several powerful indicators for dazzling skills on the stage. Robin Williams has a profound conjunction in his 11th house. His Venus is exactly conjunct Ketu, the planet of the spirit world, of past life karma, indicating that his Venusian skills are carried over from past lives.
Note that Ketu is the renunciate planet. Here exactly conjunct the ruler of the ascendant, representing the sense of self. This combination allows the owner of this chart to literally renounce his sense of self and thereby assume another identity, an essential quality for an expert mime, which he was.
This is just the first clue we can see from this amazing chart for a man who made us all laugh and touched our hearts. Because right across the way from the Venus-Ketu conjunction, there's another duo of planets in the fifth house of creativity, which greatly amplifies his karma to be an artist.
Yes, here we find the moon, ruler of his tenth house of public actions, renown, and profession, in the fifth house of creativity, and conjunct with Rahu, the planet of ambition, innovation, and transformation.
Note that to anyone who knew him personally, he clearly became transformed when he got on stage before an audience, changing from a mild-mannered, quiet person into an energetic, almost manic, creative powerhouse.
But there is another side to this powerful setup in the chart. When Venus and Ketu combine in a chart, there is the problem of extreme idealism in love, seeking a transcendent love, which then manifests as insufficient love. And here, Venus represents his sense of self.
You mean he really didn't love himself, so he looked outward for any confirmation that he was lovable? Certainly he got plenty of love from the whole world.
Yes, he did. But simultaneously, he doubted himself. See that moon conjunct Rahu? Remember that Rahu eclipses the moon. Rahu distorts the moon. The moon fears Rahu. Even though he got such positive response from the public, he still had this inner doubt and fear.
That's true. Rahu is a demon. So Rahu conjunct the moon gave him intense inner demons. This produced dread and fear in his soul. It is certainly not stuff easily seen or understood by all those who loved him.
In the 10th house, we find another unusual combination, the Sun and Pluto, a dynamic duo indicating great power and distinction in one's profession. The Sun in the 10th house gives the power to command others, and he certainly commanded any stage or film set that he appeared on. Pluto is a generational force. When it combines with the Sun, we have someone who has access to power across generations.
Here as well, in his 10th house, we see Mercury, the planet of communication, which is also the ruler of his 9th house of luck and destiny. Thus he had the good fortune, through his style of communication, to rise to the top of his profession.
Speaking of the 9th house, look at that wild combo of Mars, the action planet, tightly conjunct the eccentric, electrifying planet of sudden and unexpected events, Uranus, all of this manifesting through the fluid, adaptable air sign, Gemini.
This man's talents as a comic and actor were simply off the scale. He had a preternatural set of abilities for brilliant, lightning-fast improvisation in the world of stand-up comedy, as well as the marvelous emotional range to play so many different roles as an actor.
In this chart, Mars becomes the ruler of the second house of speech. A great deal of his fame is directly connected to his incredible vocal skills and range.
Clearly, Robin Williams had astonishing vocal abilities with accents, dialects, impressions, and changes of emotional pitch, all delivered at a furious pace when called for. He could do it all, stand up, acting, and voice over for animations.
Let's move on to an overview of his planetary periods, because even if the chart promises much, timely activation of chart karma is definitely connected to how one's life plays out.
In early April of 1973, Robin Williams entered his Saturn major period. For Libra people, Saturn is Raj Yoga Karaka, being the ruler of two excellent houses. Saturn rules his fourth house of heart and happiness, as well as his fifth house of creativity, and this includes his powerful combo of the Moon and Rahu residing in Saturn's sign Aquarius.
Saturn itself is placed in the 12th house of the subconscious, hidden actions, pleasures, and the unknown. As a benefic planet for this chart, Saturn manifested as success with unknown people, which is to say, his fans, the public. By 1978, he was starring in his own TV show, Mork and Mindy, and this was his first big hit.
During his Saturn major period, he was not lacking in the romance and children department, both of which are fifth house affairs. Two of his marriages and all three of his kids were born in this pivotal period.
He moved into his Mercury major period in early April of 1992, which saw a continuation of his success in his career. Mercury brings in the karma of his 9th house of good fortune and destiny, as well as the 12th house, where it lights up his Yoga Karaka planet Saturn. Some of his best-known films were made during these years.
But Mercury's rulership of the 12th house also brought back the problems of his earlier life. He returned to alcoholism in 2003 after 20 years of sobriety. This is when he was running his Mercury-Rahu period, and Rahu rules cravings as well as intoxicants.
And then came the K2 period, beginning in April 2009. And here comes the danger of having K2, the dissolver, conjunct the ruler of the chart, Venus. There were health problems and stints in various rehab facilities.
Starting in March of this year, 2014, his Saturn sub-period began. Even though Saturn is a good planet for Libra rising charts, it is still Saturn, the planet of limitation, doubt, and suffering. And here, in his chart, is placed in the 12th house of the subconscious.
Both K2 and Saturn are considered natural malefics in Vedic astrology. Furthermore, their energies generally do not combine well. So it would be a time of his life associated with loss, isolation, and doubts.
Then we go on to the transits. We see further indications of difficulty. Both Mars and Saturn, a combination with a reputation for crisis, were transiting in Libra, his first house of the conscious self.
Ketu had recently joined transiting Uranus in his sixth house of health and disease. Evidently, he had recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's, a neurological disorder with no known cure.
And Rahu, the significator of obsession, had entered his 12th house of the subconscious mind, which was already giving him problems due to the Saturn subperiod.
The Mars-Saturn combination transiting in the first house also gives you a lot of determination. I think that's what provided him with the final push.
The truth is that his death has come as a shock to countless millions of fans who hold such fond memories of the joy he brought to the world. Mission accomplished, Robin. You are much loved.